Okay, now we'll get the first half an hour out of the way. Was it a case of your team not starting well, or just a good performance from the Warrington Wolves?
Well, I thought it was a little bit of both. I thought they were excellent, and they defended superbly after us with the line speed, and we knew that would happen. What I didn't expect was how flimsy we were around the ruck area. They punched holes in us in a big way, and their kicking game was better than ours. We put a couple of poor kicks in, which just released pressure. We gave a try away from one of our attacking plays, which is never great. It was a real poor start to the game from us. You know, 30 minutes of a disappointing effort. But then to flip it like we did, it takes a lot of character and confidence to be able to do that. And that gave us momentum going into half time, which was important.
Was there any particular moment that changed the game in your favour, do you think?
I don't know particularly. I mean, those two tries did. The first one, we had to work so hard. I thought we were going to score about five times before we actually did. And that was credit to Warrington's scrambling defence. You know, they worked hard defensively. Probably that, and then scoring again. Yeah, I thought the set after after we'd scored was a significant one, just in terms of how we went forward and got ourselves into a good attacking position again. So that period was obviously a massive turning point. It made the half-time talk just a little bit different than what it was going to be.
How many times did you have to change your mind on what you're going to say at half-time?
Two or three. I still wanted to give the message that I initially did, but it was sort of balanced out a little bit by, well, we've done this and this is pretty good, so you know that's what we talked about, and if we can play at that level and defend a little bit tougher, then we've got a chance of going on with this.
Obviously, Ben Roberts going off injured is a shame, obviously, only just coming back from injury, but Paul McShane comes off the bench and again shows he's more than capable of stepping in at halfback.
Yeah, more than capable. Yeah, he looks pretty tidy in there. He's a good player. You know, boys respect him. He's got good control about him. He's a calm player, and really pleased with him. You know, it helped us that we've used him previously there, and he's looked okay, as we have done with Grant Millington. So, yeah, it was great for him to do that. I mean, losing Ben Roberts wasn't ideal, but. Is what it is, things like this happen, and yeah, Macca was great again today.
As much as we talk about Dennis Solomon and his acrobatics, I thought Grant Millington's footwork for that first try was superb as well, especially for a front rower. I know he plays likes to play in the halves, likes to play all over the pitch, but superb footwork.
Well, he's a smart rugby player. He's got good footwork, he's pretty good with the ball in his hands, he's a tidy player, and I thought today he was, you know, he got rumbled a little bit at the start defensively, but his performance over the rest of the game was excellent. Obviously, that try, I thought when he came back on in the second half, he was outstanding.
Like I mentioned, Moores, McMeekin both having good, well, the whole team having good games, and it must be a great sign of character when you think the likes of Andy Lynch out injured, Michael Shenton, two big experienced leaders, the team just steps up and gets on with it.
Definitely, and you know, teams grow, don't they? They evolve and they grow, and people within it start to play a bigger part because some of your senior men are missing. So yeah, in some ways it helps you. You don't want it to happen, but we've had to learn to play in different ways, and I think the team's evolving. And when you can throw game plans together and the players just pick whichever they need based on different situations, then. You know, that means you've got a pretty tidy rugby league team that knows what it's doing, whatever it's faced with, and this team's starting to learn a lot about that, I think.
Obviously, it makes it better when you win, but what are your impressions of Newcastle 2 years in a row here at the Magic Weekend?
Yeah, a great atmosphere, isn't it? I like the atmosphere. Obviously, we won. The Cast fans were great, really got behind us today, which is consistent with those guys and ladies and kids. Just a great atmosphere. I mean, you walk in here and you look around, and you know we're in the middle this time, which is good. We were at the end last year, and this was in terms of the atmosphere was awesome today, I thought.
Well, obviously that win keeps wanting the top, but they've got Cathlan, Smore could go top, Hull could go top. You're only a few wins behind the top four, and it's a very open division, which is great to see.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Leeds out there with Wigan now, don't know what that's going to look like at the end. You know, Leeds are in a tough spot at the minute. Huddersfield are fighting the way out of it. They're starting to play a little bit better. Widnes are getting rattled a little bit after an outstanding start. It's just ebbing and flowing, you know, it's just interesting. And I think nobody could say it's the same teams at the top and boring, which is what we want. We want it to be a challenge. And, you know, Warrington have responded from a tough season by their standards last year, and it looks interesting. And now we want to be a part of the mix, so we just keep winning and we give ourselves a chance. We're going at home next week, and we'll look forward to it.